Yes, dry hands, please.
Right, what do you want to explain to me, Dave?
Dad, I need to get my calculator.
Well, go and get the calculator. It's one in the desk.
I'll type into it on mine.
All right, which one's yours? Oh, your smarty one?
Yes.
Well, go and fetch it then.
Do you want any more drink?
Well, thank you. Please, let me just finish coding now and get it finished off quickly. Should we leave them out for Judy then?
Nothing. She said she didn't want. I mean, just the usual drinking gear and biscuits and everything. Nothing else.
I haven't any biscuits in there.
Well, if you'll have some Kit Kat or similar, won't you?
No.
Breakaway.
I want to put the disposal meat on, so can you move the...
Ready, what are you going to do?
Well, first I need light on for concentration.
Oh, light helps you concentrate, does it?
Yeah.
Go on then. That's some light.
Sit down next to me here.
Oh, right. I'm coming.
Push you up.
Right.
Right.
Now, what are you going to show me? Oh, I see. That's how you set that up to do that, is it?
Yes.
Who showed you that?
Mrs.
Well, I didn't know that, but...
She's got a new job at a different school now.
Oh, has she?
It's a new job.
But you don't need a machine to do that. You can count just like that.
Well, I'm just showing you them.
Right, so...
Clear?
Yes.
Two equals.
Right, but you can count in twos.
Of course I can. 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12.
After 12?
14.
Then?
16.
Then?
18.
Then?
20.
Then?
22.
You haven't to think about it. Off then.
Clear.
So can you do 99s? Keep adding 99s together.
Right.
What's 2 99s? That's right. Oh, now it gets useful, doesn't it? When you're dealing in bigger figures than you can do in your mind.
Four numbers.
Right, read me that number.
269.
Start again.
102, 69.
How do you get that? Number one is, what does it say at the end?
9. Stop.
It says 2079.
Ah, 2079.
Which is, what does that mean?
It's a number of a steam engine, of course.
I'm not worried whether it's a number of a steam engine, but how do you pronounce that number?
200.
No, if it was that number, it would be hundreds. It's bigger than hundreds, so what's that?
Thousands.
Right, so how many thousands?
2,079.
Well, you got there in the end, didn't you?
Right.
Right.
Now it's even difficult. Even more difficult.
Very clever. You can add up in... What are you doing up in tens?
Tens.
You can do that. 10, 20, 30, 40, can't you?
Yeah.
What comes next?
50,
60, 70, 80, 90, 10,
90. 100.
That's better. And add up in hundreds now.
100,000.
No.
100 billion.
No, start off with 100 and then add another 100. What do you get?
I'm trying to work my way to the end.
No, you're being a pickle. Not with the machine. Using your own head. Add hundreds up. Come on. What do you start with?
100, 101.
No. I wasn't meaning to go up in single numbers. I was meaning go up in hundreds. Start off with 100.
Yes, 100.
Then add the same again.
200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000.
But what's 1000?
1000.
Right, so why didn't you say that?
I did.
I was expecting you to count up. Nobody says 1000, do they?
No, it always goes on to the next number. Every number always goes up to 9.
Then it triggers over into another one, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, what were we saying the other day? You have units, tens, hundreds, thousands,
well,
don't you? So Mrs. was showing you how to do this.
Right, yeah.
What else have you learned to do with the calculator? If you had four things,
yes,
and you wanted to divide them among four people,
yes,
how many would each person get?
I didn't quite get the question.
If you had four things,
yes,
and you wanted to divide them between four people,
yes,
how many would each person get?
Two. No, one.
That's better. Now, you did that without a calculator, didn't you?
Yes,
right, now this time, do it with the calculator. So you've got...
Four. No.
Turn it on. You run out of light. Yeah, now you're on. Which figure do you want? No. No, you're dividing. That one. Divide by? Yes, that's right. Equals. Right, now that one, that time, that's easy. That just proves what you already know.
Wait, Dad, I'll show you something.
No, else. I was going to give you a more compliment.
I'll show something.
Go on then. 96. Square root. Who taught you that?
Well, no one. It's Mrs. said to Mark.
Just a minute.
He was getting the controls wrong. He put square root instead of equals.
Yes, and so the square root of 96 is 9.7979589. But you know what square root means?
What?
Well, the square root of a number is the number which, if multiplied by itself,
yes,
gives you back the number you started with. Take, for instance, the easiest one is 4. The square root of 4 is 2. Try it on your machine.
Right. What's the best?
4. Square root. It gives you 2. Because 2 times 2 gives you 4. Try the square root of 9.
It's better.
Clear?
You always press this,
yes,
one.
Yes, clear that.
Because it clears the whole mind.
Right.
What's your best?
9. Square root is 3. So if you multiply 3 times 3, you get 9. Now it's easy when you're dealing numbers like that, because if you go to 16...
Yes.
The square root is 4. And if you go to 25, the square root is 5. That's the number which, multiplied by itself,
right,
gives you the number. Now, Now it gets difficult when you come to a number like 6.
Oh, yes.
Try and find the square root of 6. What do you think? Have you an idea of what it'll be? Don't press the button. 6. What number do you think you'd have to multiply by itself to get 6?
3.
No, 3 times 3 is?
3 times 3.
No, 3 times 3.
I don't know the answer.
Well, look. 3, 3, and 3. So how many have you got?
10.
No, plonker. You've got 9.
Just check.
So, yeah, it's 2.449, which really is very close to 2.5. Which isn't quite right.
Divide it by.
Oh, that's the square root of the other one. So you're going to smaller square roots every time. That gets very difficult.
Right,
so clear all that and go back to what you wanted to do.
Right, I'll show you. 10 square root is
3.162276. Right. CA. 456 square root is 21.354156. Very clever. Useless for you, though. You don't really need that information, do you?
Well, Dad.
So what sort of information do you need?
Thousand information.
Well, if you went out doing your favourite hobby...
Yeah. Driving an engine.
Pardon?
Driving an engine.
Now, how would sums come into that?
What? You can't get sums in engine smoke box.
You could if they would burn.
Right, Dad wants to get clever with you.
Well, I thought you had been. Shall we turn that off now then?
I'll get even clever.
I'm just thinking of the thing about trams in Manchester.
Well, is it the new one? So, is it on what, on the television or on the radio?
No, on the television.
John, no, but are you interested, David?
Yes, because I am in anything.
Then I'm
closing
my shower. Is that
okay? Yeah, off you go. I'll come up soon and dispatch David.
Sorry.
Oh. Is this the first part of the news or the second thing? So there won't be much more.
Oh no, I mean, it's only about another
7 or 8
minutes.
Right.
I thought he'd want to see the thing on Charles.
Yes, off you go then. See you later.
Okay.
Right, Dave, what do you want to do now while you're waiting?
Get really clever.
So how are you going to get really clever? I haven't got time for a lot of stuff. Don't be getting a lot out tonight, because you've got Julie coming.
Not a lot, only 2 of each.
Okay. Tram program comes on, we can watch it. Right, what are we doing? Come on down.
That way you need it. I need the table for this stuff.
Well, you can't use these tables, don't. Let me just get you this. Press on this magazine. Write 5 on 9?
Yeah.
Right. My green pen doesn't write very well. There you are.
Double add.
Double add? I'm not used to double add. 5 plus plus equals
Equals.
Equals equals. Well, this is a bit of a nonsense. What's that? 100 plus plus.
Equals equals.
Equals equals.
Now it gets easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now it gets even harder.
Well, which way is it? Does it get harder or easier? 300? Mm. Or 304? I'm not understanding when you're doing plus plus when you're writing down yourself. What are you trying to prove?
Divide.
Well, that's very good to divide, but that's the square root sign. Square root of 304. Haven't a clue.
Equals.
Equals. Now, what do you want me to do with all these?
Guess.
Oh, I'm guessing.
I write your name at the top.
It's all right writing my name, Dave, but what am we doing?
It's easier and easier.
Well, it doesn't get easier. Look, I'll do the usual. Let me write you down some sums.
Right, Dad, now.
And you can answer them.
Okay.
Sorry, I've put an answer in there you don't want. Yeah, there's a nice list of sums for you. Just get on with those. That's me.
And it isn't so. It's 11.
But yes, you got it right. I shouldn't have written that.
Yeah.
Speak up.
How do you do a seven?
Like that. You know how to do a seven. Oh, here's the tram bit. Let's turn up the sound. Then we can. No, you've done that backwards. It's 17, not 71. Here we go, look. Oh, look, Dave, this is great, going back to the old trams.
How come they go through the town?
The trams, Dave. They do both. They go on the railway lines and they go through the town centre.
We've just heard that seven miners have trapped eight miners.
Right. Oh dear. I don't know if it's not that far away. Right.
17. 7 minus 2 is...
Good. Ah, that's wrong. Right, I'll just turn off the television and we can concentrate now.
I can't.
David, you're not doing very well on that question and you've done harder ones. Remember how you do it. Add the 4 to the 3.
Yeah.
And what do you get? No, you don't. Well, do it the way on your fingers. You've got 13 plus 4. 13. Got it now?
Yes.
Plonker. Right, now let's do this one. This is easy. Great. There you are now then. Now we're getting a little harder, but you can do it in just the same way. So what's the answer? Yes, you got it right. Now this last one, then we'll do something different. That's right, 33 minus 2 is 31. That's not bad. Right, what do you want to do now?
I don't know.
Right. Well, we can do plenty of that. Have you cleared up all your toys and everything before Julie comes?
That Lego can't be much problem.
Well, why is it still out? And have you cleared up everything in the dining room?
Well, my, trains. Chris hasn't put on the permanent
way. Well, shall we go through and do some clearing up then? Here, go put these pens away in the paper, please.
We'll do some writing.
Not tonight, we won't. There isn't going to be any more time. Go put those away, please. Off you go. Right, now you said you're going to tell me what's happened on the news so far.
Three people have been killed in a railway accident after their car ran into the side of a train.
Oh dear.
Which is about to open day after tomorrow.
What's open day after tomorrow?
Level crossing.
Oh, it's closed now, is it?
No, they're going to open it.
You. Uh-huh. What else has been happening?
Dad.
Yes.
You know that many level crossings are one barrier?
Yes.
Well, that. They showed us a thing about the speed about traffic approaching lights when they're starting flashing. They showed you a car going over that crossing and the lights were starting to flash.
Well, lots of people do that. It's very dangerous.
But I was supposed to stop.
Yeah, as soon as the lights flash, supposed to stop.
What, in the middle of a railway line?
No, then supposed to stop before the lights, silly.
Yeah.
Because on a lot of those, the train...
Yes.
...activates the lights as it's approaching the crossing.
Yes, because most most of that one barrier, it said in the news that they're automatic.
That's right.
They have a special cameras which detect the line with the trains, both sides.
Mm-hmm. And the barriers drop, so if you try and go through when the lights are flashing, or if you try and go round the barriers, the chances are the train's getting nearer and nearer and could hit you. So it's a very silly thing to do.
Yes. Like if it's 1 metre away and there's a car going across.
Well, if you were that close and the lights started, you'd probably get across. But if you were, like, you know what it's like.
If the barriers were down and it was still on the railway, there's only one way you could escape. Go around the barrier pole.
Well, yes, but look at the crossings we've got in Driffield.
Yes, full barriers.
They've got full barriers, you see.
Yes, full barriers. They're more safe.
Well, they're different because they have them. They're either controlled by a man in a signal box or.
They are controlled.
Or by a television.
They're controlled. Well, Dad, everyone knows that one. Tappleby's controlled by hand.
Oh yes, that was good, wasn't it?
Yes,
yes, you enjoyed that trip into the signal box, didn't you?
Yeah. So it's rather dangerous. After all, people working on the railways book.
Yes.
It says you must never try to steer around the barrier poles.
That's right.
And they're trying to take away as many one barrier railway gates as possible.
Well, I didn't know they were trying to get rid of
those. Especially on busy main roads.
But some of the crossings around this area didn't have any barriers at all.
Oh.
They just had the flashing lights.
Ones at Meadow Road.
That's right.
They were only wooden ones.
Ah, well, Meadow Road's got the old gates, but at Nafferton there were some that didn't have any barriers at all, they were just flashing lights. Now, do you remember? Now, let's think whether you were born when the Lockington Railway disaster happened. That was just a few miles from here.
Or Manchester?
No, Lockington. And that was where a train came off the rails when it hit a van on the crossing and killed a lot of people.
I've never heard.
Oh, surprise, because I was on the way to Hull. Oh, yes, you were around because I was going to take you and Chrissy to Hull to a train fair.
Oh, yes, and Mum and Chrissy slept in the car.
And they, that's right, they were, Mum was going to stay at home and I was going to take her a ride on the train. And then Mum decided she was going to come, so we took the car. And we might well have been on that train that had the crash.
Yes, because we didn't.
Well, it was one of those things, wasn't it? Well, we went past the crash and we could see that there was something going on, but we weren't sure what it was. It had happened just after we went past, just before. You could see a couple of Land Rovers going down with flashing blue lights and things towards the crossing.
There would be police ones if they've got blue lights. Mm. Could you hear the sirens?
No, I couldn't. But by the time we got into Hull, I heard it on the radio what had happened. We went to the toy fair and then we came back and there was, you could see all the ambulances and everything still there. And the train was there leaning over.
But half of it was still on the rails.
Yes, it was the front coaches went off.
The front coaches?
Onto the side, I think.
Well, what sort of it?
It was, well, what do you think it would be? Right, it was a diesel multiple unit. It was before you had your pacers and sprinters.
Yes, yeah, so it was for that. I wouldn't want one of those, like the pacers or sprinters or metros, by the way. But Dad, they're all multiple units of some kind.
Yes, of course they are, but I was talking about the old sort of diesel multiple unit.
Yes, one with the yellow fronts. You can get all different sorts of one with two red lights, two windows.
Can you?
Yeah.
At least you know your trains.
Really fast.
Right, well, I'm going to have to start thinking about getting ready. What about you getting ready for bed now?
Dad, I got the Manchester pussy disaster.
Which one was that?
Just outside Manchester.
I can't remember that one.
One about those two boys playing on the track.
Oh. Is that one that told you about at school?
No. No, I got it from the telly.
Oh. Did you now?
No, you told me about it when you came home once. You told me about that disaster.
Your memory is better than mine. I can't remember it.
The only disaster I know very well is the Tay Bridge.
The Tay Bridge?
Yes, half of it still is standing.
What else do you know?
What's
that? Tay Bridge. Well, you've got your book on it, haven't you?
Of course,
somewhere.
But I can't read it.
Right, anyway, come on, let's...
Dad, I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
About all this Tay Bridge thing. Right. About some of the things in my book.
Anyway, come on, let's go get ready.
Really, it should give you a magazine all to itself about the Tay Bridge.
Well, you've got a magazine that's got a lot of it in. No.
Is Julie here now, Phil? Hi, Julie. He's got a nerve asking you to, or letting you do this.
Sorry.
He's got a nerve letting you do this. It's taking advantage.
I'll take it through the minute.
No, don't take them off. Do you know I had those rehealed about 2 weeks ago?
Good.
Look.
It's
£2.56. I've just taken another pair today to be rehealed. I mean, all I've done is walk up to the school a couple of times, isn't it?
Can hear the sheep.
Yes, noisy tonight. Oh, you brought all your work with you?
Yeah.
There's all the stuff there. There's only biscuits. I haven't been having to do any baking.
I don't worry, because I don't eat them. I don't eat baking anyway,
Can you tuck your pyjamas in, please?
So one-legged person going around here.
Right.
David.
David,
who's having his yogurt. His toothbrush is up. He's self-sufficient. As Chrissy walks in, David can go up to bed. He can do his own thing, get himself in, you know. If you let him know, he'll stay up all night and read to you and things like that, but no, just in his bed. I don't mind if he reads for a few minutes, but that's it. Chrissy will come in. He might come in bringing Simon and his mum.
He will.
You know, Fran brings them home. And the last 2 weeks, they've come traipsing in to swap Mega Drives. Anyway.
In other words, Julie, there is nothing for you to do. Is what I mean. You're giving.
No, but if Fran walks in, they'll just put a toy on. They'll take
that.
It out.
You can just ignore.
You tell them to clear off.
Move on the exercise bike if you want. That's nobody else does.
Well,
it requires effort.
And Chrissy goes to bed at 8.
He knows that.
He'll pillage Julie around. You know he does.
Julie
wants to tell you.
Wasn't it last time you came years ago and he cried?
Yeah.
He cried. That was
years ago.
That
was the last time I came.
Oh, that was the party at the. Well, this the boss was saying it's
fancy.
It was the party.
That one's missed.
Miss what? Nothing. I mean, Bill's party. You remember Bill?
Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, the Glaswegian optician. Can't remember anything about his parties worth repeating. They were the same sort of things I never got invited to again. Baby, when Chrissy comes home, you go to bed.
I know, I heard.
Oh, all right. Sir, don't stop Julie working. Ready, Jay? Silly question. What left Neil doing?
Washing up.
That's good. You did get your hair done this morning.
Yeah.
She's missing out tonight. Yeah. I don't think the prospect cheers Jane up particularly, but. What are you doing?
I don't know if it'd be in his thing at the moment. I won't be able to.
Yeah, but don't we all? I mean, that isn't just a function of MA, it's a function of age. You.
I know, but it gets him depressed.
I know, but Jane goes through the same. I can't remember things. Oh, I should be able to do this and that. But it happens. It's just as you get older, I think you begin to notice it more because you're conscious of your faculties not being there. Anyway, But with John, he will get really uptight, won't he? Right. Anything else?
Taking off her because
if you are,
I have to leave
her. Whichever one we can get out, thanks, Julie. James will be.
I
it's
hope
easy.
I'm far enough bored for you to get past.
Oh, we'll manage. That's sweet. Yeah, I can see the dryer bottom. We're okay. Have you seen what they've been doing? Putting a new gully in the bottom.
Yeah, for the cones.
Actually, they're all at the yard. Nearly all of them have been broken, so they've obviously caught up with the list from the gully emptying. Okay, sunshine, we'll go now. See you later. Night night. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
Right.
Tape
I have my through that way. Be
hey, turn his tape off. Anything more to do?
No, I don't know.
Are you going to finish off in the sitting room?
Yeah, I'll switch anything off. I'll watch the rest of Newsnight in bed, I think. Oh. What's this badge for? Did you work out?
It looks like it's a handiwork one or something.
Oh, it is, isn't it? That's why he's got the... with the making the burnt table.